little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
When's the first time I've seen you?
Nice to meet you.
And you?
You'd like to take yourself a seat. Yeah. What would you like to talk about today?
Right. I am having an awful time sleeping.
Mm.
Now, it's a year since I had an operation on my bowel.
Mm-hmm.
And since then, I mean, when I first had done, I came and I had sleeping pills
mm-hmm.
for a week. And then a while later, I came back and I had another lot. Now, I have tried every one of these over-the-counter remedies.
Mm.
No good.
Mm.
And I can't do without my sleep.
Okay.
And the other thing is, when I find I'm not sleeping, I'm up about every hour to the toilet.
Got you. Okay. So there's the sleep and there's going to the toilet at night.
Yeah.
Are those the two main things that you wanted to talk about?
The two main things that I would like sorted out, yes.
Please. Was there some other issue you're planning to raise today apart from that?
Not really. No.
And these have both been going on ever since your operation?
Yes,
about
well.
A year ago.
Okay. Yeah.
And your theory?
Don't have one.
Not sure.
No.
Not sure.
I mean, I'm active. I go to bed 10:30, 11:00 at night, read for 30 minutes,
mm-hmm.
go to sleep,
mm-hmm.
wake up 1 hour later, might not go back to sleep at all.
Mm.
And then it's 5:00 in the morning and I'm thinking, well, there's no point in going back to sleep.
Yeah.
And then I'm tired all day.
Yeah.
And a bit ratty.
Okay.
Bear with the sore paw comes to mind.
Oh, no.
And I just, you know, I figure, well, if the sleeping tablets helped before, should I have some again?
We could certainly think about what we can use.
Right.
I don't think we'll probably recommend conventional sleeping tablets. Okay.
I was on 3.5 Zopiclone. Yeah.
Might not be the healthiest type of sleep that we're looking for.
No.
I'd like to understand a little bit more about you before we can
try and figure out what
we're going to do for you, if that's okay.
It's good.
So you don't really have any theories as to why it's happening, but it seems to have happened after the operation.
Well, I never used to have trouble sleeping.
Fine. So it's not refreshing your sleep. You get off to sleep okay, but you wake up
and
then
tired.
You find it difficult to get back off to sleep.
And then I'm tired all day.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Worst fear, if you have one?
Just, is it ever going to get any better?
Yeah. So this is not satisfying, okay?
No.
How's this affecting your life?
Well, I'm just tired and sometimes I'll sit and I'll think, well, I just can't be bothered doing things that I need to do.
Yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. And what does life involve for you?
Well, I'm very active. I mean, I volunteer with the Bishop Wormouth Nurseries down Chester Road.
Yeah.
I belong to a U3A group. I belong to a rug making group. I mm-hmm. go to the Knit and Natter group at Shiny. I'm out with people all the time.
Yeah.
But it's just this overriding tired.
And who's
I could put my head down on that desk now and go to sleep.
Who do you live with at the moment?
Just by myself.
On your own.
Yeah.
Tell me a little bit more about yourself because we've not met before.
No. Well, I mean, I'm obviously a Canadian. I've lived here for 53 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Married a Sunderland lad in Canada, came back here,
mm-hmm.
had a fish and chip shop business for 21 years down the bottom of Shawnee. Mm-hmm. I've got a son and a daughter. Son, born in Canada, grew up here, went back out to Canada. He works out in Vancouver.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually here on business at the minute.
Mm-hmm.
My daughter lives at Tynemouth. She has all sorts of problems. She's physically unable to work now.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I've given up worrying about her because I know it's not going to make it any better.
That's one of the questions I was going to ask. Is it related to worry?
I don't think so. Not consciously.
You don't have a partner at the moment?
No, no.
Do you mind telling me a bit more about your partner history?
Right. I was married. He had all his life, he had a problem with his back.
Mm.
He then developed pancreatic cancer and 23 years ago now since he died.
In Canada?
No, here.
In here? Okay.
Here, yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Okay. Your mood sounds as if it's okay.
Well, I try to, you know, I put on a brave face at times, I think.
Is stress part of this, do you think?
I don't think it's stress.
No, okay.
But I don't know what stress is. I mean, how do you define stress?
You don't think it's stress.
We'll probably leave it at that
for the moment. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's helpful. Can we have a wee think about anything else that might be keeping you awake at night? Is pain a problem?
No.
You mentioned your waterworks.
Mm-hmm.
What are your waterworks like during the day?
find during the day.
Not a problem.
No.
Don't wet yourself. Doesn't hurt. No. No stinging. No discharge from down below.
And I drink decaffeinated coffee.
Yeah.
Maybe too much.
And since your plumbing was fixed with your bowels, how?
No, my plumbing wasn't touched with my bowels.
What did they do?
I had a...
They took a section of your bowel out.
Section of my bowel out, yeah.
That's what I mean about your plumbing. Mm-hmm. So they fixed your bowel together.
Back together.
And everything's working.
Everything's working. Yeah.
And it didn't really affect your bladder.
No.
We don't think.
No.
And, but you are getting up. Because you're awake, you're getting up every hour.
I can think, right. Yeah. Now, if I go back to sleep, will I need to get up for the toilet? If I get up for the toilet, will I go back to sleep? It's just one of these ping pong things, I think.
Yeah. Okay. So but, in terms of what might be getting in the way of your sleep, do you stop breathing at night?
No.
Not that you're aware of, no. No. Do you tend to drift off a lot during the day?
No, but I could lie down on an afternoon and have an hour's sleep at any time.
Right.
Yeah.
If you were driving in traffic,
I wouldn't nod off or anything like that.
Okay.
No. I mean, if I felt I was tired driving, I would be off the road. I would just...
And pain's not an issue for you?
Pain's no issue at all.
So we're not thinking it's anxiety or stress. We're not thinking it's pain. We're not thinking it's the bladder that's waking you up.
No.
It's nothing like that.
No. So I just, it's a mystery.
So getting off to sleep is okay. Stress is not a problem. But you just feel unrefreshed at the end of the night.
Yeah.
Okay. And you go to bed about 10:30.
10-ish.
Yeah. And get off to sleep, first of all, 11 o'clock.
Sometimes, I mean, very rarely will I, put my head down and not get to sleep.
But you're not feeling refreshed at the end of your sleep.
Oh, no. I'm not feeling refreshed
yet. And it's you on your own in the house, so we're not really having to... figure out someone else's pattern of life.
It's just,
so we're not thinking that you've got a problem called primary insomnia, where you're just spending too long in bed. It's not that, because you're able to get off
sleep. Because I'm up at 7 o'clock every morning.
Fine.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And you mentioned there was something else apart from your sleep that you wanted to talk about.
Well, it was just
the waterworks.
Yeah.
And you're not worried that there's anything else behind that?
No.
Lovely. Okay. Well, we've got some choices of things to help you with. Okay. I'm assuming that you've done some work to try and figure out what's going on with your sleep already.
That's it. And
that might have involved some sleep hygiene. Do you know what I'm talking about with sleep hygiene?
I sometimes have a warm bath before I go to bed. I don't have a tablet. I don't sit on a phone all day.
Yeah. Medication's not an issue. Are you not having too much fluid?
No, I don't think so. And I mean, I don't drink after about... 5 o'clock.
Yeah, and we just checked your thyroid, and that's fine. You weight steady. You're quite well in yourself. Yeah. All right. I've got a few suggestions, and I'd like to explore things with you. Are you any good with a computer?
Not extremely.
Have you got someone who could help you with a computer?
Yeah.
Fab. If I give you a website to look at called realgeneralpractice.org, you go to the patient resource area, and you go to the insomnia area. Insomnia is about sleep difficulties. Yeah. That will give you a bunch of resources so that we can explore together what might be going on with your sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And I'm going to make a suggestion. You came here thinking maybe sleeping tablets might be the answer. I'm not going to give you conventional sleeping tablets, but I'm going to make a suggestion.
Right.
You might like to take something that's not a sleeping tablet, but is a mild sedative on a night that we quite commonly use to help people with sleep.
Right, I'll try that.
Called amitriptyline.
Yeah.
The downside of it is dryness in the mouth. And sometimes it can make you, when you're getting up to go to the toilet, it can make you a bit groggy. So we have to be cautious about the dose.
Right.
But we could experiment with it. You might want to just take, if we gave you, say, a 10 milligram tablet, we could give you half a tablet on a night in the first instance, so you can see how you get on with it.
Right.
And then you can gradually increase it until you get rest on a night.
Yeah.
If you've got a sleeping partner, and I know you don't, it might be worthwhile if somebody could stay with you for an hour overnight and watch you sleeping.
That wouldn't be practical, that, I don't think.
Would there be any possibility when you're going to stay with somebody?
Not likely. No. I mean, I'm going off to Canada in a fortnight.
Okay. Whenever you get the chance, when you're staying with somebody, get them to watch you sleeping.
Oh, right.
That'd be helpful to know if you're stopping breathing at all at night, because that might suggest you've got a problem called sleep apnea.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's worthwhile looking out for that.
Mm-hmm.
How do you feel about the idea of trying something
I'll try anything.
We're going to give you a bit of homework.
Yeah.
You're going to go on the website, realgeneralpractice.org, go to the patient resources, I'll write all this down for you.
Good.
And then you're going to maybe give me a call once you've tried all of this out I'm going away on holiday at the end of this week, so maybe if you leave it for a month, you can give me a call back and let me know how you're getting on when you get back from Canada.
I mean, I'm back from Canada on the 13th. On the 20th, I go back down to see Mr. Holtham for my year's
check-up.
My CT scan and my colonoscopy.
Perfect. Okay.
So that would be...
You might find that you're less inclined to need to go to the toilet so frequently on the amitriptyline.
Right.
But do be careful that you're not drinking too much fluid before you go to
Because, I mean, I have sleep, my tea about 5 o'clock. I'll have a cup of tea with that, and that's the last I'll drink.
So no big amounts of fluid after about 6 o'clock. No. That's sensible.
That's fine.
So half a tablet on a night to start off with and see how you get on with them, and let me know how you're getting on within the month, if that's okay with you.
Right, yeah.
If this is helpful,
yeah,
we can put it on as a repeat prescription, but it'd be helpful for us to touch base to make sure that you're not over-sedating with it, if that's okay.
That's good.
So that's your homework.
Right, there's my homework. Okay.
All right. Does that answer all of your questions?
I think so for now.
Sounds like you went through quite a traumatic experience with all of this, didn't it?
Well, I mean, my husband was horrendous.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had a very good friend who then had a stroke. So, I mean, I didn't look after him. I mean, he went straight and he died right after in hospital. But it's just, you know, I'm healthy, so why should
it creates uncertainties, doesn't
it? Well, it does.
Okay.
It does.
If emotionally things are troubling and you want to talk about that, that might be something that we could touch upon next time.
Excellent.
All right.
Okay, fine. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.